National Teachers Union encouraging school walkouts, pushing anti-ICE propaganda. By Warner Todd Houston on February 7, 2026. The nation's largest teachers union is encouraging anti-ICE student walkouts, pushing anti-immigration enforcement propaganda, and even fundraising over the issue. Radio host Ari Hoffman highlighted the National Education Association's NEA activism and fundraising off its anti-ICE propaganda on Thursday, showing the organization's email entitled, "Hold ICE Accountable and Prioritize Student, Community Safety," claiming that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, will bring their brutality to other states unless we act. The NEA exhorts its supporters to contact Congress with a form letter demanding that ICE be hamstrung and limited. New, these kids walking out of class to protest ICE isn't grassroots. It is being organized by groups like the National Education Association, one of the largest teachers' unions in the U.S. This email was just forwarded to me. Pull your kids out of the public schools. pic.twitter.com/MNL6JHB7A. Ari Hoffman, at the Hall Feather, February 6, 2026. The website also has a spot to sign a visitor up for NEA alerts and fundraising pitches. In addition, the NEA has numerous anti-ICE screeds on its main website calling for ICE to be removed from communities. Why a teaching organization thinks it has a role in deciding what happens outside schools and their job of teaching is not clear. They can't afford to miss school. They're not learning, they're leering. They claim they're fighting for people's rights, but can't spell people. They say immigrants built America, but can't spell built. They brag about skipping school to protest, but can't spell. pic.twitter.com/09h9mtzllx. I mean therefore I am. At a meme 0, February 6, 2026. The union also consistently leads readers into believing that ICE routinely enters schools to take kids out of classes and places them in deportation facilities, even though that has not been happening. ICE has not been raiding schools anywhere in the country. Kids have been marching out of schools to protest ICE all across the country, often with teachers and school administrators leading them. Kids in Seattle, for instance, were seen committing acts of violence and property damage when they walked out of class this week. New, multiple Seattle high school students were seen vandalizing building walls and light boxes during the anti-ICE protest in the city today. This young man should probably come back and clean up his handiwork on this electrical box. pic.twitter.com/poo/hbsgto. Jonathan Cho, at Cho Show, February 6, 2026. At least one child has been injured during a school-sponsored student walkout. The mother of a girl who was run down by an SUV while the kids were participating in a school-sponsored street march to support illegal aliens in Nebraska was furious after her children's school sponsored an anti-ICE walkout while her daughter was recovering from her injuries. The mother of a child hit by a car during an anti-ICE protest is blaming the school for facilitating the protest without taking steps to protect the students. This could lead to an interesting lawsuit as schools play direct roles in fueling protests. Jonathan Turley, at Jonathan Turley, February 4, 2026. Another parent, this one in Round Rock, Texas, was infuriated when the school began soliciting students to join a school anti-ICE walkout via the school district's official email account. Texas mom outraged, middle schooler solicited for protest via school email, without parental knowledge. Parents expect school emails and systems for education only, not political protest recruitment behind our backs. Texas legislators take parental rights seriously, this is a huge. pic.twitter.com/d48dz8som. Dr. Mary Bone, at Trabone4TX, February 7, 2026. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has vowed to crack down and prevent schools in his state from sponsoring or allowing such protests. Our kids are not pawns for political activism. Education, not indoctrination, he wrote on X on Thursday. Our kids are not pawns for political activism. Education, not indoctrination. Ron DeSantis, at Ron DeSantis, February 5, 2026. DeSantis was not alone. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott warned teachers that they would be docked pay if they allowed their students to walk out of school for anti-ICE protests. Greg Abbott, if kids are skipping class, going out protesting, those schools are not going to be paid for that day. pic.twitter.com/mwabe. Thomas Sowell quotes, at Thomas Sowell, February 7, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.